a lovely evening. I'm standing outside. Got some people arriving, and they get notoriously people getting lost on the way to our place. It's kind of in response to Christian Documentaries' audio booze about George Orwell and his yearly pilgrimage to the grave, which I can never bloody make, but there you go. But I am a massive George Orwell fan for years, so I'm really glad that someone's honouring his memory. And just wanted to give a big shout out to Eric Alphabet, aka George Orwell. Obviously most people are more familiar with 1984 and to a lesser extent Animal Farm. But if you get a chance, he's a very lucid, very clear writer. He didn't believe in wasting words. He had such a message he wanted to ram home that there was no time to be flowery. And sometimes that's powerful and that's needed a lot of the time when you have to focus like a laser, especially with the government running rings around us at the moment. So you need to obviously read those books if you haven't read them. I'd also highly recommend Homage to Catalonia, which is about the Spanish Civil War. Again, fighting fascists, using guns rather than sneakiness. And a few other books. I'd recommend Coming Up for Air, which is about a kind of a guy's midlife crisis, but a lot more to it than that. A Road to Wigan Pier. There's also Down and Out in Paris and London, which is the story of George Orwell's poverty-stricken existence in those two cities as a struggling writer and generally reporting on the state of the working classes. And I've got to go. See you later.